Hey, before we get started, for anyone who likes their episodes early and their trivia uninterrupted, our Patreon has early access and ad-free listening. Come be a part of the TUTP Patreon family, and we'll save a seat for you at the table, and we promise not to put you next to Nick. Hey, before we get started, for anyone who likes their episodes early and their trivia uninterrupted, our Patreon has early access and ad-free listening. Come be a part of the TUTP Patreon family, and we'll save a seat for you at the table, and we promise not to put you next to Nick.
America! Summer Series!
Hi, this is Pro-Am, your favorite podcast producer. Welcome back to our state series. We're celebrating the 250th birthday of the USA. Today we're in Rhode Island. It's the smallest state with a huge coastal character, stacked with outsized history, iconic food, and traditions that feel unmistakably local. I have the pleasure of being in the studio with all the crew tonight.
Whoop, whoop.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, so let's get right to it. Let's talk about Rhode Island. First, Nick, can you tell me what city is the capital of Rhode Island?
Oh, should I know this?
You started with Nick.
You should.
Yeah. What?
Providence?
Is it everybody? I'm going to go Providence.
I'm going to go with them.
You got it.
All right.
Hey, look how smart he is.
Yay. Yes. Okay, Scott.
You can take it.
Okay.
Scott, tell me, in Providence, which Ivy League university was founded in 1764? Ooh.
Well, Pro-Am, I believe that would be Brown University.
You got it. It sure is.
No help needed.
No help needed.
One of America's oldest universities. Nice. Okay, coming up next, Brian. Before Rhode Island shortened its name in 2020, what was the state's former official name?
Ooh, 2020?
What?
I need some help, boys. I know that.
I would go with the Commonwealth of Rhode Island, but I have no idea.
That's a good idea.
Smart. I didn't know those lines.
I would say the Commonwealth.
I like that.
We're going to go with the Commonwealth of Rhode Island.
Okay, that's an excellent guess, but unfortunately, it is not correct.
Okay.
Morons.
It is the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A tough
yeah,
one.
I'm glad they changed that.
Yeah.
In 2020?
Yes.
I'm surprised it's that recent, though.
It took COVID and boredom to be like, hey, we should probably change our name.
That's what happened.
Wow.
Okay, moving on to number four. Kelly, what is the name of the famous oceanfront walking path that hugs the shoreline beside the Newport Mansions?
Oh, he knows that.
He's been there. You got a house there, don't you, Kelly?
A couple. I really don't have a good answer. I don't know if anyone does.
I'm going to go with
the boardwalk.
Oh,
good guess. It's the cliff walk. Another toughie.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It was just a little elevated.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Nick, Rhode Island has an official state appetizer that locals fiercely claim.
Ooh.
And its name is an Italian word. What is it, Mr. Cooker?
I was going to say crab cakes. Etouffee?
Italian name?
No, etouffee in the South.
That's French and New Orleans.
It was the appetizer, you said? Read that for us again.
Sure. Rhode Island has an official state appetizer. Its name is an Italian word.
Is calamari an Italian word?
Maybe.
I mean, it's ends and I.
It's
either Polish or Italian.
I'm going to go calamari.
Pretty good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah! Yeah! Feel good about that one.
Yes, great job. Rhode Island made it its official appetizer in 2014.
All right. They do a lot of late stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, they've been very busy recently.
Got a lot going on in Rhode Island.
Scott, tell me, number six, what Rhode Island nickname highlights its strong coastal identity?
The Ocean State? Which one is that, Kelly? Do you remember?
Oh.
Is that Maryland?
What was the question?
That sounds like Maryland. I'm not sure, but it sounds like Maryland. Let it go again.
What Rhode Island nickname highlights its strong coastal identity?
Wasn't it something about bays?
The Bay State?
Something like that, wasn't it?
The Bay State.
Didn't we have that?
Massachusetts.
The Bay State was Maryland.
That's Massachusetts.
Oh, my bad.
Maybe it's the Ocean State.
Then maybe that's right.
I don't know, though.
I feel like we've had this on the podcast maybe before. We're going to, I think we're going Ocean State.
Sure.
It is the Ocean State.
Nice.
Hey-o.
Wow.
Excellent. Yeah,
that's a real glimpse into playing trivia with us guys. Dream team.
Yeah.
Brian, this one sounds perfect for you. The 2013 horror hit, The Conjuring, is based on a purported haunting that took place in what Rhode Island village and town? So there's two possible points here.
Rhode Island has one more than one city.
Does.
The only like town name I can think of is like Amityville or something like that. But that's
in New York.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Is Newport a town in Rhode Island?
Newport, it's Rhode Island. Right. Or well, I mean, it's probably more than
probably
one.
Both. Yeah,
there's plenty of Newports, one. I'm sure.
I've seen The Conjuring, but I got nothing, boys. Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't we have a trivia question, Nick? You knew the name of the people who were filming something or other.
I think he asked us.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember now.
Oh.
Who knows?
Can you ask how tall and long it is? I know, like, how long and how wide it is. I know that. That's all I got, though. I really don't know. I got, boys, anything?
Nothing.
No, Providence.
Guess the town.
Newport.
I'm going to go Providence because, all right, let's go Newport.
Newport.
Okay, it's the village of Harrisville and the town of Burrillville.
Obviously.
Naturally.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. First, I mean,
second choice.
Tip of my tongue.
Okay, I think all you guys are going to know this next one. What animated TV comedy is set in the fictional town of Quahog, a not-so-subtle nod to Rhode Island?
Family Guy. Quahog.
Quahog. My apologies. Quahog. Great job, guys. I knew you could get
it. Yeah. That still really grinds my gears because I said Quahog, Massachusetts. It's on the boat.
Okay, number nine. In Newport, which Vanderbilt summer cottage is famous for being the grandest of Newport mansions?
Oh, maybe this is the Breakers.
That's a good one.
The grandest.
Wow.
It's quite a distinction. I don't know. Maybe the Breakers is the only mansion I know, and it could be anywhere.
Yeah. The Vanderbilt Mansion's in Tennessee, I believe.
Okay.
Well, that's where the school is.
Yeah. But I'll go with the Breakers.
Yeah, I like it.
I think that's exactly right.
Hey!
Yes.
We have now exhausted my mansion knowledge.
My knowledge of Rhode Island.
Okay. Really. And last question. Rhode Island renounced allegiance to King George III in 1776, 2 months before what national document was adopted?
Declaration of Independence.
What did she say? I didn't remember.
Declaration of Independence, right?
Yeah.
Even think.
That is correct.
Yes.
You got
Nick lost focus.
I did lose focus.
Okay. That rounds out our trip through Rhode Island. Thank you for taking this trip with us and celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States of America.